From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. All 71 people aboard a Russian passenger plane were killed when it crashed near Moscow Sunday. 65 passengers, 6 crew members were on board. All of them died. Among the victims, 3 children. The 7-year-old plane disappeared from radar just minutes after departing from the capital city's second-largest airport, Domodedovo, and was falling up to 6,700 meters per minute in the last seconds of the crash. The Russian Minister for Transport told reporters Sunday it's too early to draw conclusions as to the cause of the crash. Officials in Afghanistan say 4 operatives of the National Intelligence Agency have gunned down their 16 colleagues before fleeing to join the Taliban insurgency in southern Helmand province. The rare overnight insider attack took place at a facility in Girish district linked to the National Directorate of Security. The Taliban did claim responsibility for the attack and said it was carried out by 3 infiltrators, that is, who seized all weapons and equipment at the facility. Egypt's military said Sunday it's killed 16 militants and arrested more than 30 suspects in a major counterterrorism operation that was launched last week. The security operation was focused on the rest of Sinai region. And Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Sunday that his country has dealt severe blows to Iranian and Syrian forces inside Syria and would continue to fight any further aggression. Saturday's raids came after Syrian air defenses shot down an Israeli F-16 fighter using anti-aircraft fire. This is VOA News. Cameroon's President